Dr. Mike Lee, welcome to Warwick Arts Centre. And congratulations.
Thank you.
You started in theatre and then moved on to TV drama. At what point did you start referring to yourself as a filmmaker?
Well, I saw myself as a would-be filmmaker from the earliest. I mean, when I trained as an actor, I already knew I wanted to direct. And after RADA, I did Camberwell Art School Foundation and theatre design at the Central School of Art. And most importantly, I went to the London Film School. And that was in the early 60s. So, I mean, I was on it. I'm one of my earliest jobs in a very brief spell as an actor was in a movie called Two Left Feet, directed by Roy Ward Baker, which I had a small part that kept popping up all the time. And I just went every day and they used to say, well, you're not called. And I said, no, I just came to see what was happening. And so filmmaking, really, I don't really remember a time when I wasn't passionate about movies and didn't want to be a filmmaker, basically. And I've always regarded theatre and films as, in one sense, two parts, two reverse sides of the coin. And but although really my greater passion is movies, for sure. The thing about television is that everything I did for television, pretty much, with tiny exceptions, was actually filmmaking that happened to be made in a television context. I mean, the only famous exception to that was the television version of a stage play, Abigail's Party, which, bizarrely, everybody seems to remember more than everything else. But it was a rather crude television version of a stage play. But filmmaking is the thing, and I was at it, and it was what it was about from a very early stage.
The advent of Film 4 rejuvenated filmmaking in this country, I would say. How did it enable you?
Well, I made my first feature film, Bleak Moments, in 1971, and then couldn't make a feature film, and nobody could make Indigenous British feature films, for 17 years or so, until Channel 4 started, as you say. In that period, when I and all sorts of other people were frustrated because we couldn't make movies, we did, in fact, as I've said, we made our films for television. And lots of us did, and very good films all sorts of people made, I think. The world out there used to think there was no such thing as British cinema, and there was. It was alive and well and kicking and hiding in television. I, of course, make films in this way where there isn't a script and people don't know what they're going to get and they just give us the money and we make the film. Because I'd had 12 years of doing that for the BBC, which was very liberal in those days, you could go in and do what you liked, pretty much. By the time Channel 4 started, I was able to... People knew my work and had some kind of a minor reputation. So it meant I could go and make features with their blessing and backing.
You do also periodically look back and return to the short film form. What's the appeal of that?
Well, I mean, I think there's no big deal about that. I mean, films are films. On the whole, I've only really made probably 7 short films. Some very, very short films for the BBC, 5-minute films, which was a pilot project for a much bigger thing that never actually happened. I mean, we made a film called A Running Jump for the Olympics two or three years ago, which was a sort of half-hour job, a comedy. I mean, it's amusing and interesting to make a film that isn't a full-length feature. There isn't a natural market for such films. But, you know, it's like painters do the occasional miniature, you know. But I haven't really anything in particular to say about that, except that it's quite an attractive form. But on the whole, it's all about telling weighty stories. You know.
With Topsy-Turvy from 1999 and Mr. Turner, Vera Drake, you've sort of moved away from or diversified beyond the contemporary stories into the historical. Is that a changing attitude, or are you just setting yourself different challenges?
No, I mean, I am certainly setting myself different challenges. I think it's expanding the scope of the possibilities, really. It's not really a moving away from anything, or I don't particularly think it's a change in attitude, because I think if you look at Topsy-Turvy or Vera Drake or Mr. Turner, you can see, I would suggest, that you can see palpable Mike Leigh characteristics, even though they happen not to be contemporary films. My next film is going to be, which is going to take a couple of years at least, is going to be a what I think will be a major film about the Peterloo Massacre of 1819, because the bicentenary is coming up and there's never been a movie about it. And that's what we're working on now. But I don't really see making period films as a kind of deviation from anything. It's just expanding the possibilities, because people are people, and looking at things through what you might pompously call a historical perspective is as valid as a way of looking at real people as going out into the street and looking at the contemporary world.
Now, I know you shouldn't have favourites among your children, but do you have favourite films?
It's a hard one. I could tell you that for no reason I can identify my least favourite film is Life is Sweet, and I'm not sure that I can say why that is. I've got a great soft spot for Meantime, which was a film about unemployment made in 1984, 83. Some of my films I am especially proud of, not for myself, but like all the films that we all make, and I'm no exception, they are collaborations of a huge number of people. And one of the films that I think it was a huge achievement was Vera Drake. I really do. Because it was a tough film to make, to get right. And I'm very proud of it.
Are there also films that have surprised you? I mean, if you're working in an improvisational...
Well, I don't think you should misunderstand the so-called improvisational thing. You know, it's not it isn't a matter of just anything goes and then there are surprises. All art is a synthesis of improvisation and order, whether you write or paint or make poetry or music or whatever you do. And what we do is that, except that the construction of the film and the scripting and all the rest of it is part of the actual process of creating it and shooting it. I don't think you can quite talk about the surprise of things just because it's there's improvisation involved, because my job is to make coherent, well-structured, distilled, refined, precise pieces of work. But that's a separate question from are there surprises? And the other answer to your question is that there are prizes all the way down the line, surprises all the way down the line, because it is an extraordinary thing to open up all kinds of boxes and things pop up and happen and evolve, and you think, wow, couldn't have thought of that. So, yes.
Looking around you, I mean, you've had long association with the London Film School. Are there younger directors whom you admire or whose progress you follow?
There are. I won't name people in this conversation, but there are. I mean, the future is very, very bright. There's a huge number of very talented young people out there. I mean, what's great is that new technology has made it possible for people to get out there and do it. You know, when I was a young filmmaker, I mean, it was a hassle. You know, you had to put a camera, you had to find money for laboratories and stock and all the rest of it. Now, you know, and this isn't to denigrate the thing. It's a liberating medium. You can do it. They can get their hands on equipment. And, of course, that, of course, means that there's all kinds of stuff that people make crudely that's rubbish. But more important than that, there are talents everywhere emerging. And I think the future of the cinema is rich.
And finally, have you any advice for fellow graduates of the University of Warwick?
Well, I mean, you know, never compromise is my only... But people say, what advice have you got for young filmmakers and all of that? I just say, never compromise. Never do what you don't really think you should be doing. Never say, well, I'll do this. I don't really want to do this. I don't believe in it, really. But if I do this, it'll make it possible to do that afterwards. Rubbish. It doesn't make sense. I think you have to really stick to your guns and not compromise.
Mike Lee, thank you very much.
Thank you.